Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, JT. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, thanks for having me. Well, I am a romance author, spicy romance particularly. I've got 30 books published and I've been publishing since 2012. So I've been out for a little while now. So I have a pretty big backlist that readers can choose from. I've got a release coming up in a couple of weeks. So I'm happy to be here to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about your new release. So what led you to start writing? Were you a romance reader or was it with 50 Shades coming out? You realize, you know, there's a market here. You
know. It was actually, it was before that. I mean, I was always a huge reader when I was a kid. So I've always loved books. And I actually did not start my author career until I was 40. My husband and I were in the flower business together for a long time. So I was an entrepreneur, but I always wanted to write a book like many people do. It was kind of on my bucket list. So I decided when I turned 40, I'm just going to do it. So I did. That's why I started writing. But right around the same time, I had read a interview with Stephanie Meyer from the Twilight series, who I was a big fan of that it kind of came out around that time, I think, or a little bit earlier. But she said that she had no formal training as a writer. She didn't go to school for it. She was a stay-at-home mom. And she had a dream one night about this vampire and this girl that he wanted to drink her blood. She woke up and she was like, I'm going to write this book. And I found that it was inspiring for me that, you know, because I didn't have a background in English literature or anything either. So that kind of gave me a little bit of impetus to want to write the book. So I did.
Oh my gosh. I love this story because I'm 40 and I'm planning to write. And I was like, the whole background idea is like, I don't have background. English is my second language, you know? And it's like, my mind has all these, like, you know, all these like things that they're stumbling upon that you're not supposed to. And then like the reality right. is like, but I have story to tell, so, you know?
And I yes, have, like, and I think it's better when you're older, you have a little bit more life experience, yeah. You can draw on a much wider range of shit that's happened to you, basically. Yeah. So for me, it was great. And it was just good timing. So yes, you should definitely do it too.
Yeah, I'll pursue it. I have been talking to therapy about this. And I've been in therapy for like 24 years so far. Yeah. And like, I got to the point where I'm like, I am my own best therapist. Like my own therapist was like, yeah, you know what you're supposed to be doing. It's like,
you know, the hard thing is doing it though, right?
Yeah. It's doing it. It's like, because your head comes in and it tells you like, you're too old, you're too this, you're too that. And it's like, it's not listening to that. And like realizing like, you know, you have draw experience. Like you said, like I had multiple jobs and multiple things and like multiple careers and multiple life experiences that I can draw upon. Yeah. That's not just like, you know, lived in. So we'll see.
It's still, I encourage you to do it because it's still for me a challenge to get past the inner critic. And I have just accepted it's never going to go away. It's something that's there in my head. I just have to be able to listen to it and go, okay, I hear you, and then move on. And it takes a little practice to allow yourself. You have to learn how to trust yourself. So, you know, my first book, I was very freaked out about, you know, every word has to be correct and every, you know, and I just overthought it a lot. It took me almost a year to write the first book. And now it takes about, you know, 2 or 3 months, depending. So, because I just have a process down and I've learned to trust myself. So you'll get there.
I love this. Thank you. So, Start of a Liar's Like Us. It's the first book in a series. It's a merch convenience. We're some really great, you know, character. So what was the source of inspiration? Like, what's the elevator pitch? Although I gave them a little bit.
The elevator pitch. Okay. Well, you know, my books always have to have some kind of twist that you're not expecting. So it's never going to just be a straight billionaire marriage of convenience. So the elevator pitch is, I think it's the devil is in the details when a struggling business owner agrees to marry an enigmatic stranger in return for his help. So Emery owns an indie bookstore, and it's a family bookstore. Her parents have both died. And she's really struggling. A big competitor has opened up next door. People aren't reading like they used to. There's more digital. And all these things start happening to her. All this pressure starts coming on in her life. She gets sued. All of a sudden, she owes this tax bill she didn't know she had. And one day, in walks a stranger saying, "Hey, I have a proposition for you. I need a wife because my father says that I'm going to get cut off with my inheritance if I don't get married. And I just happened to overhear you at dinner the other night. You were kind of saying goodbye to all your employees and everything. And I think, you know, maybe we can help each other out." And so, of course, at the beginning, she's very suspicious. She's like, "Okay, you could marry anybody, obviously. You're a good looking rich guy." And he kind of sells it like, "Look, I just want to have an arrangement where I don't have to worry about my wife. You can have your own life. I can have my own life, blah, blah, blah." Well, none of that turns out to be true. So they get involved in this relationship. And as she goes along, she starts discovering all these very interesting things about this person. So I can't give more away than that because it's too much spoilers. But yeah, it's so good.
It sounds so good. Like, I'm just like, okay, when can I get this?
And so, it's very spicy. They have a lot of very spicy scenes in there. So and lots of, you know, tension and and stuff that goes on, and banter too. I like to do that where there's a lot of smart, witty, you know, banter back and forth, because that makes it fun and makes the book go faster, really, if you're hearing all this fun, snappy dialogue.
I
that's
love
book
this.
One in the series, and it's called Morally Gray for a reason. These people, they have some ethical issues.
I have to tell you, I think it's Colonel Argus. It's the one with Sloane as the heroine. It's by far my favorite. Like, my favorite heroine is Sloane. Like, favorite, because I'm like, I want to be her. If I get kidnapped, I want to be like her, you know.
Well, you might enjoy This Liars Like Us then, because there is a lot. She doesn't get kidnapped, but there is a lot of Sloane and Declan vibes in there with the back and forth and all that stuff. So,
Perfect. Speaking of backlist titles, do you have any recommendations for readers who are looking to get started, have to read Liars Like Us? Like, they're like, okay, what do I read next from you?
Well, I have kind of a wide range of things. So it depends on if the reader likes dark or if they like a little bit less dark. So two of my fan favorites in the dark and twisty side are Pen Pal and Perfect Strangers. Those bring a lot of readers to me, and those are big smack you in the face twists. Now, if you really are looking for more of a happily ever after type of a thing, Melt For You in my Slow Burn series, it's a really sweet love story. It's a rugby player, and a lot of funny banter dialogue. And that's lighter, on the lighter side, the Slow Burn series. And then, of course, my Mafia series, the Queens and Monsters series, which is kind of in the middle. There's some dark stuff, but there's also light stuff too. So Ruthless Creatures is book one there. So those are some recommendations we could start at.
I love just recommendations. I love you give them a little bit of everything depending on your mood. So for mood readers, where you can go, you know.
Exactly. So,
and I love your Mafia series, because it's a good starter Mafia. Like, if you're new to the Mafia genre, like, this is a good starter. It's fun. It's
it's not too violent, you know, it's not gory. Some can be really dark.
And at the same time, like, you have these strong heroines, you know, standing up to like morally gray heroes. You're like, you're killing someone. Let me just make sure you're not doing this for me.
It is kind of fun for me to have a really strong masculine hero character and then set him up with a woman who's like, "I'm not going to take any of your shit," you know? So that's kind of fun. All the sparks fly. So I have a lot of that.
I love this. So let's talk some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
You know, because I write romance, I try not to read too much romance because I don't want it to influence my storylines or anything like that. So I do read some. My favorite romance that I have read in the last couple of years, it's called The Idea of You by Robin Lee. And I guess a lot of people might not technically call it, because it doesn't really have that happily ever after. She might be writing another book to follow up with that. But the book is so beautifully written and it's so well done. As an author, I admire the language and I admire the characterization. So to me, I just read that book and I was like, this is amazing. But also, you know, recently I've read Sarah Kate, who has the erotic series, The Salacious Players. And I thought the first book, I've only read the first couple of books, but Praise, the first book in that series, was fantastic. A fun, you know, quick read if you're into kind of the, like the sex club kind of an idea. Mm-hmm. My all-time favorite book is called The Road by Cormac McCarthy. And one of the reasons that I love it so much is just because it's a masterpiece of literature. It's not something that you kind of just pick up and can read and go, oh, that was nice. You know, you have to sort of immerse yourself into it and be ready because at the end, everybody's dead. Which I sometimes like. I know I sometimes like, but it, like, oh god, the book is just so gorgeous. And I do read a lot of business books. I love self-help books. Mm-hmm. Recently I've read a book called Deep Work by an author named Cal Newport, and he talks to business people about how to actually get your work done in, because we're so chaotic now with, you know, you're on social media, you've got email, you've got all these things. So that was a really good book for me. And then there's another guy named Ryan Holiday, who writes books about the Stoic philosophy of life, which I kind of like to get into because it's almost like therapy. You can go in there and you can read it for a little bit, and it gives you, it's like a positive feedback loop for things that can help you in your life. Because as a writer, or I guess just as a human, I tend to be up in my head a lot. So, you know, and that can get to be sort of a dark space, or to, you know, if you're just up there alone. So I like to read things that have sort of a positive vibe and things that I can apply to my work life and stuff like that. So
yeah, I love all these recommendations, and yeah, I'm dying for the idea of you part two on the sequel. Like I've been on the Facebook group. I've shared podcasts. Yeah, there's Facebook group. There's like, I know there's a movie coming up and all this stuff, and I'm like, it's like there's podcasts that support the, you know, there's a support system for that book. This is devastating. Mm-hmm. But it's just such a whirlwind romance, you know.
It is. And she made it so believable. I mean, I could talk to people. She's the only author. I joined that Facebook group, and she's the only author that I've ever sent like a fan thing to, saying this book changed my life. I loved it so much. Yeah. I cried, and it was so believable. And I think it's really difficult to make that much of an age gap believable when the woman is so much older, yeah. You know? And so I thought she just did a fantastic job. And so she kind of is inspiring me to want to write that reverse age gap, which I think I will tackle.
Oh, please do. I am living for it. As a 40-year-old woman, I am living for that.
We older ladies need that, right? Yes.
We do. Like, we have fun. We're at the sexual peak. Like,
what? I know.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, awesome. JT, tell us where we can find you online.
Oh, I'm all over the internet, JT Geisinger or JT Geisinger author. I have a very active Instagram presence. I just recently started TikTok, which is a totally different ecosystem than anything else. And my website is jtgeisinger.com.
Thank you, JT, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyournextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening, and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What's Your Next Podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.